It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday Morning. I'm Sam. So I've been studying psychology for a while. I developed a serious interest in the field when I was about 16, mostly because I was fascinated by people and I wanted desperately to figure myself out. My journey studying psychology has been so enlightening, and I never regret the path that I pursued. Some things I've learned have been so foundational that they inform all of my work with others, and I thought it would be worthwhile to share some of those with you. So years ago, I attended a lecture at UCLA presented by Dr. Dan Siegel, and he's the clinical director of psychiatry at UCLA and a specialist in interpersonal neurobiology. One concept he discussed involved integration. So just take a moment to think about what integration really means. It's the opposite of feeling scattered and dissociated. It implies that we feel gathered, whole, and balanced. When we're integrated, we're accepting our experiences and making sense of them instead of ignoring or rejecting them. And it turns out that integration is a crucial aspect of mental health. Our brain has two hemispheres, multiple lobes and structures, and some that are more superficial, like the outer cortex, and others that are deeper and older, like the amygdala. So when we talk about neural integration, we can think of two different types, vertical and horizontal. Vertical integration, in a nutshell, means that areas like our amygdala, which is our brain's deeply embedded emotion center, are communicating effectively with more surface-level areas, like the prefrontal cortex. If communication is cut off, as is often the case when we have overwhelming emotions, we can help reestablish it by noting or naming our emotions and then checking in with the sensations in our bodies. As our brain becomes more integrated, we respond to situations more flexibly, and we're less likely to get stuck emotionally or cognitively. Sensory integration involves paying attention to sensations like our sense of touch or sounds or smells, to help us adjust to them when they're initially jarring. Being mindful of our five senses by checking in with them one at a time helps a great deal in promoting neural integration, and it's something you can try in your next meditation or when you're entering a new setting. Naming our emotions when the emotion is intense can feel like trying to stop a freight train using only your arms. The prefrontal cortex acts like the brakes on our impulses so that we think through what we're about to do before doing something that we may regret. Another interesting fact I learned in my studies was the importance of having a cohesive narrative. This basically means that you're able to clearly tell your life story, the ups, the downs, how you were raised, and what you learned along the way, in a manner that indicates that you've processed these experiences and that you've made sense of them. Having a cohesive narrative has been shown to be a strong indicator of mental health, and meditation helps with this. Meditation gives us time to process the events of our lives, helping us to understand what matters most to us and how we can take the challenges in our lives and then grow from them. As I've been planning the episodes for this podcast, I've been focusing on the big moments in my life that I've learned from the most, and it made me curious about my friends' and family members' stories. I asked them about their big moments and what they would talk about given the forum to do so. And it led to some really interesting conversations, and it gave me insight into what people find most valuable in their lives. Perhaps you can take time this week to reflect upon, talk about, or even write about the moments of your life that form your cohesive narrative, the moments that have led to growth and greater understanding. So please share them by emailing us at radio@headspace.com. And I'll leave it here for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.